This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis says he won't issue a new statewide mask mandate. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Polis told CPR's Colorado Matters it's up to people to make their own personal decisions about whether to wear masks indoors and that counties shouldn't require people to wear masks.
The emergency is over. So, you know, public health doesn't get to tell people what to wear. I mean, that's just not their job.
Numerous metro Denver counties and several others in the state currently require masks inside of businesses and other public facilities. Polis says wearing a mask is a good idea and urges people to get vaccinated. But he says if people's choices lead them to get sick and hospitalized, it's, quote, their own darn fault. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
More than 115,000 5 to 11-year-olds have been vaccinated in Colorado. Scott Bookman with the State Health Department applauded Colorado for its vaccination effort with kids.
Colorado is doing an incredible job in vaccinating this population. That's 24% of our eligible population.
Children age 5 to 11 became eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine about a month ago. Former Colorado Rockies manager Clint Hurdle is coming out of retirement for his old team. Hurdle has been rehired by the Rockies as a special assistant. He will help general manager Bill Schmidt with player development and the draft. Hurdle led the Rockies to their only World Series appearance in 2007 and managed the club from 2002 to 2009. 72,000 people donated more than $54 million this year during Colorado Gives Day. It was the 12th year of the 24-hour giving event, which has raised more than $361 million since it launched a decade ago. The money goes to help nonprofits across the state. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.